You're listening to SBS News.
Lin Oi, originally from Malaysia, has called the Sunshine Coast in Queensland her home for the past 3 years, but recently noticed a change.
People usually don't really look at me funnily, but since the coronavirus, I hope it's just the social distancing, but I definitely felt like I was very popped out, and a lot of people definitely would step back or like change directions, or like, you know, when I'm just in the shops doing my own shopping, people will look at me funny, you know. Someone actually came up to us, like me once, and said, "You should be wearing a mask." And I felt like, why should I wear a mask?
The 27-year-old pharmacist says the funny looks escalated when she was the subject of verbal abuse while visiting a local restaurant last month.
In Caloundra, where I work, going to a restaurant at 7 p.m. for dinner. And when I was just parking my car, walking to the restaurant, just across the street, I was being like called out really nasty names by like a tenant of a bar nearby across the street, saying like, "Why are you here? Why you don't belong here? You should get back into your car. You should just go. Definitely do not belong here. I'm going to calm down. I better go home now."
A survey for people to report anti-Asian abuse in Australia during the COVID-19 pandemic was launched a fortnight ago by the Asian Australian Alliance with the support of Osman Chu, a research fellow at the Per Capita Research Centre. So far, it has received more than 170 responses. Erin Chu, the founder of the Asian Australian Alliance, says the reporting database was created to provide those who have been the target of discriminatory behaviour with a chance to safely report incidents.
But we also knew that the majority of cases would become unreported, and we wanted to create some platform or a mechanism where Asian Australians could actually, in many ways, vent, their anger or their feelings about being discriminated.
Since the outbreak began, incidents of racism against people of Asian appearance have been reported around the world. Asian Australians have reported being publicly accused of spreading COVID-19 and abused on public transport. Chin Tan, the Race Discrimination Commissioner, has told SBS News there has been a spike in racial discrimination complaints lodged in recent months.
If you look at the February numbers compared to the next highest monthly numbers of complaint coming through under the Race Discrimination Act, which is in December, we're looking at about 26% increase. Within that figures that we have in February, we're looking at about 32% of those cases of complaints that are COVID-19 related. Obviously, we can't regulate the conduct of everyone, but the less we see of incidents happening out there, and the more Australians will stand up and say no and support people who are, in fact, the victims, the better it is for us as a society. And I think at the end of the day, we will come through this.
You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.